Marlo, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for letting me come.
With the story subject of infertility, Marlo, what inspired you to write this book?
Oh, goodness. I have spent most of my adult life, 14 years at least, dealing with infertility personally, infertility and miscarriage. And I've had some successes along the way. We have children, all of the result of infertility treatments. But most of the journey has been a whole lot of failure and pain and disappointment. And so I've found that this infertility journey has been a huge part of shaping me and my life. In fact, while I was writing If Tomorrow Never Comes, I went through 4 rounds of infertility treatments. We used up all the remaining little frozen embryos that we had gotten from 2 previous IVF treatments, which we had done several years ago. And the result of these 4 were 4 miscarriages in less than a year's time. And that ended our hopes for another child. So when it comes to things like infertility, it's just, gosh, I've walked this path for so long. And I know the pain, and I know the journey. So in the book, I'm talking about that longing for a baby that seems like it will just never be fulfilled. Been there. I'm talking about, you know, month after month of trying and failing, turning into year after year, and been there. The frustration, the doubt, wondering how God could possibly love me in the midst of this. I've been there. And having to pry my white-knuckled fingers off my hopes and dreams, been there too. Choosing to love anyway, choosing to believe anyway, choosing to trust God anyway, I've been there. And it seems, when I think back, that just about every deep and meaningful thing I've learned about God, I can point back to my journey through infertility and say, yeah, infertility taught me that. Taught me things like, God is in control of my life. I'm not God of my life. And there are so many things I can't control and I can't achieve, no matter how hard I try. And sometimes I just have to choose to live the life God has given me and live it with love and hope, even when it's not the life I dreamed of. Because, you know, infertility has taught me that God calls us not to the pursuit of our dreams, like our culture tells us, just pursue your dreams. And that's not what God's saying. God says, pursue love. He asks us to love one another, love your neighbor as yourself. And those are things that God taught me through my own journey through infertility. And my hope is really that If Tomorrow Never Comes, we'll reveal these same truths to others as well.
Now, your audience is primarily women, of course, and especially and particularly probably women who have struggled with infertility and some of these issues. What do you hope your readers will take away from this novel, above all else?
Well, besides the insatiable need to run out and tell all their friends to go buy this new great book, my real hope is that If Tomorrow Never Comes, we'll just open their vision of what God can and is doing in their lives. I hope they'll come away trusting and believing that God sees the whole of their lives and weaves it all together, even those really hard and painful things, in a way that will make a beautiful masterpiece in the kingdom of God. Because this book, it's for people who are going through infertility or have friends that are, who are in the facing marital strife. It's really for anyone who's living in the midst of that idea of the dreams that are not coming true. The book is for them. And in the end, I really hope that the reader will be so moved by Kenna and Jimmy's story that they'll be inspired to let go of their tight-fisted grip on their own dreams and plans in order to love others, and particularly their spouses, more fully. Because, you know, I truly, truly believe that if we choose to love today, if we choose sacrificial love, that God will hold our tomorrows in His hand. And that's what's at the heart of If Tomorrow Never Comes. It's that choice to love, the choice to believe, the choice to let go of our dreams in order to embrace His, and to do it today for the sake of all our tomorrows.
Thank you so much for being with us here today, Marlo, and sharing your heart and your story. I know our readers are going to appreciate this new love story with a surprising plot twist.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.